Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast of River City Church in Jacksonville, Florida. Our mission is to awaken people to the transforming presence and power of God's love. To find out more, visit rivercitychurch.com, and thanks for listening.
God, love you. I thank you for this church. I just, right now, begin to pray over these next few moments in the water. I just love, God, the way that you've helped us understand you through water. The beginning of the scriptures, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. The Israelites crossing through the Red Sea, the ark floating on the waters. Jesus going into the water. Thank you, Lord, for the way that you have used water to help us understand you. And we just look forward to this declaration of faith that's going to be made by those today. And we pray right now, Lord, that your presence will just settle on this moment. And accomplish your purposes. And we pray against lies. We pray against doubts. We pray against anything that the enemy might be trying to do. In your name we pray. Amen. So I've already had a little chat with the kids around the pool this morning, some of them that are being baptized, about what it means and what it looks like. So I wanted to talk to you adults for a minute. You know, we're in an election year, which super positive, stoked about that, right? But if you just watch the news, right? If you just read the news, if you just read what's going on with a generation, the way certain students are acting on both sides of turmoil on certain college campuses, if you look at the way people have become more divided on certain issues, if you look at the way that people have become so angry and hostile toward each other, and then if you look at the big, like the global scape of what's happening all over the world and wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff, it's difficult to process and to say, like, God, what are you doing? And, you know, Paul was so clear when he was writing so much of the New Testament to remind us many times that we have to live by faith, not by sight. We have to focus our eyes on what we can't see. In other words, we have to ask God to help us see what he's doing. So I had an opportunity a few weeks ago to drive over to the campus of Florida State University. Any Knowles in the room? Would all of you like to share your opinion about the playoff and how that... Just kidding. All right. People exit the room. All right. So a group of people started praying on the campus. Students and a few adults started praying on the campus of Auburn. Any Tigers in the room? All right. And God began to do something on that campus that led to what was once a small prayer gathering became an evangelistic event in which the gospel was proclaimed on the campus, and then there were these spontaneous baptisms upon professions of faith that were happening, and they were just all night baptizing students. So a young adult college student at FSU found out about what happened at Auburn. She observed it online or something like that. It kind of made the news a little, and reached out to this organization that was facilitating it called Unite and said, I'm going to do everything in my power to work with the student ministries here and anything, churches in the area, and bring this thing to Florida State. Okay? So I went over and was able to be a part of it with three children of RCC, Sheldon, Levi, and Mary, and we all participated in this arena at FSU where multiple thousands of college students gathered on a Thursday night and listened to people talk about real things, not like fluff things, like real things that they're dealing with. And then there's this cultural cloud, right, of accusation and judgment, and you're so wrong, I hate you, and because of your whatever, I hate you, your beliefs, your background, your country of origin, it's turning into, I hate you. So that's happening in the landscape. So I witnessed the exact opposite of that, as all of these students were encouraged to stand up where they were and bravely couple themselves or group themselves into groups of three or four with people they may know or may not know in a room of thousands and start confessing to each other. Anxiety, you know, thoughts, things I'm struggling with, that, and the, you know, all the things I could say right now. And there, I'm sitting in this room and I'm looking around and there's confession happening. Not attack, right? Not disunity, but just like the whole room's just coming together. So then that turned into someone walking up and saying, maybe what happened at Auburn should happen here. Does anybody want to come forward and profess faith? And just by droves, I mean, we didn't have enough room for people to come forward and profess faith, which led to us all walking. Did you guys know there's some legit hills in Tallahassee? I was on a hike for a minute. I was kind of going up, you know, going up the hills, and I was like, man, it's a little bit of work to go to school here. A little, like, you're rucking. If you've got a backpack on at Tallahassee, you're putting in some work. So we walked up to one of these fountains that is typically used, if you laugh, I'll know that you've participated in this, that is typically used for someone turning 21, and like the last story I heard is someone had like an accident and bumped their head in there like 2 weeks prior. So it's generally used as like a rite of passage, probably not in the safest way. Let's just put it that way, okay? So now this whole pool, this whole fountain was being reclaimed and redeemed as a rite of passage, like crossing over, like Israelites, like going in, not God's people, coming out God's people, right? Like on the other side. So I'm in this crowd, and I had Levi with me. If you know Levi Helton, he's about 6 foot something, four. And Levi, I'm like, Levi, here's my phone, man. Try to get this on video. So this is Levi's recording what was happening in the fountain. James, you can work with him a little bit on some of that. James and Vigor. All right, so super inside joke, sorry. So they're already scheduled. They're going to be at the University of Alabama for this event, and they just announced Georgia. So the southeastern region is seeing a very counter, you know, like this, all the vicious things that are happening culturally right now. There's also a movement on college campuses that's different and looks different and feels different. And it's the power of confession and repentance. It's bringing things into the light so that the enemy doesn't have power over them anymore. And it's saying, I want to walk different, and I'm going to profess it in front of all of these students that I'm new, okay? So I have one verse. I think it's up on the screen. I don't even know if I have it in my notes, Kevin. Paul writing to the church in Corinth. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Is that it? Is that all I gave you? Yeah. This is the grace of God, okay? This is how you will have these conversations, parents, with your children again and again. And that they will mess up, they will make mistakes. You will mess up, you will make mistakes. But this is what God was doing. He was reconciling the world to himself by not counting our sins against us. They were counted against Christ. The full number. I mean, if we tallied all the sins in this room, guys, I mean, you could probably read that document. If it was just mine, you could read that document for years and years before it ended. But if we tallied all of our sins and counted them, imagine. So all the sins were counted, not against us, counted against him on that cross, which is why I love this baptismal pool in front of this cross. Right? He who knew no sin became sin, so that in him, say, oh, but I'm a new creation, but I've done all these terrible things since then. But are you in him? Are you in him? Because if you're in him, he who knew no sin became sin, so that in him we might receive the righteousness of God. We might receive right standing before God. That's what we're celebrating here today. And then he seals that. The seal of knowing God is not, okay, after you met him, did you keep everything perfectly and obey everything perfectly and do everything perfectly? No, we want to live for him for sure, but we can't even begin to understand what that means unless he fills us with his spirit and brings the inside of us. It's like, one way I like to think of it is like the umbilical cord between God and man was severed, but the spirit turns it back on. Like, relationship to God comes back, like the lights are on, like we're alive to him. We were not alive to him, and now we're alive to him. So when these children and teenage young adults come out of the water today, think about the fact that they are alive to him. They're in him, right? Okay. I feel like that thunder really added a good effect.